Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Inside Access with Jason LaConfora and Ken Wyman.
Sponsored by Stevenson University Online.
105.7 The Fan.
Well, I've been a losing gambler. Yeah, just throwing snake eyes.
Well, Springsteen for us on a Monday. Well, it is that time. It's Monday at 5 o'clock. Time to find out what the film told Bobby DePaul as we head out to the Ashley Furniture Guest Hotline. Bobby DePaul joins us courtesy of the Bobby DePaul Charities and those who support them. And Bobby D, why are you playing me some Springsteen today?
I'm just trying to cheer you up, man. Hey, I think a lot of the Ravens fans are still shaking their heads today, asking themselves how it's possible that head coach John Harbaugh keeps throwing snake eyes and coming up with the short end of the stick. Another year with different coaches, different players, but the same losing results. Hey, Bruce Springsteen, he said it best. Gambling is a fool's paradise. So let's talk some Ravens football, guys.
Well, based on that intro, I have a feeling I know where you're going here, but what did you think of the fourth and goal decision, Bobby D?
It really amazes me that Coach Harbaugh keeps listening to this analytics department. I mean, how many times can this department play a role in whether you win or lose? This is not, you know, Monday afternoon second guessing. This is more about using all the science. To me, there is more than just a science of mathematics involved in the game of football, especially making such critical decisions that help determine the outcome of the game. The mathematics can't be taken into account home field advantage or the rainy weather conditions or even the fact that the Ravens defense, you know, picked up their first sack in the game and just forced the Bills to punt in the previous series. There is no way the science of psychology, and that's the science of human behavior, is taken into account. Right now, the science of psychology isn't being utilized. It can't be. Tony Dungy said last night he thought maybe John Harbaugh lost confidence in his defense. ESPN's Dan Orlovsky said something similar about the defense, and who would you rather bet on? Lamar Jackson making a play or the Ravens defense? Bottom line is this. I'm kicking the field goal, and I'm taking my chances with the league's number one takeaway defense, especially at home with poor weather conditions. It's a lost opportunity to me, you know, to help the defense gain a little more confidence, you know, in themselves. And it could have a major negative psychological effect on them down the road. We'll see how it shakes out.
Bobby D, looked like a rough day for the O-line. 7 negative plays plus 5 offensive line penalties. What'd you see?
We talked on Friday about how much the Bills and the whole AFC East invest in their defensive front four and pass rushers. You know, I think Ravens fans clearly saw an investment payoff for the Bills. The reason the Ravens had so many negative plays is because of the constant pressure the Bills' defensive front four puts on across the line. If you notice, the Bills' front four actually got stronger as the game went on because they have the depth to keep the guys' legs fresh for four quarters. You know, offensive coordinator Greg Roman tried to slow down Vaughn Miller by having fullback Patrick Ricard aligned to his side, the chip block, and that meant he was helping either the left or right tackle, Falele, or Morgan Moses, depending on where, you know, Miller lined up. The problem the Bills presented was they have two outside edge rushers, and Greg Rousseau is in left, you know, in a one-on-one situation away from Ricard. It was Falele who broke down on that critical 4th-and-2 goal line play when Rousseau beat him around the quarter to pressure and disrupt Lamar's ability to find the open receiver. We saw holding penalties and false start penalties on rookie center Tyler Linderbaum. So it affected everybody. Keep in mind, the Bills were playing without their two starting defensive tackles, Ed Oliver and Jordan Phillips. So this was the B team inside, you know, not the A team. And don't forget how banged up the Bills' cornerback situation was coming into the game. So if anybody out there is learning anything, it's that a defensive front four is more important than a secondary. But then again, I'm probably biased since I coached the defensive line in the National Football League.
All right, brother, we're nearly a quarter into the season. Stop me if you've heard this one before, but does Lamar have enough weapons at wide receiver, Bobby?
I don't know what's going on with Rashad Bateman off the field or behind closed doors, but he has lost some focus of late. Yesterday, he stood on the sidelines with a jacket, and I was thinking he got hurt, and you know, maybe there, you know, there's reports out there he might have hurt his foot. But then he showed back up on the field. Bateman has the talent. He just needs to be more consistent. He can't have the drop balls. Bateman leaves the Ravens with 4 drop balls, and the Ravens only have 7 total for the year. Bateman has a drop percentage of 18.1%, dropping 4 of 22 targets. That's very high. Devin Duvernay is stepping up this year, and to me is the Ravens' most consistent and reliable receiver on the roster other than tight end Mark Andrews. This guy's a pro, and there is nothing he can't do. I would expect to see him get some more, you know, targets. I don't see a whole lot for DeMarcus Robinson. Yep. He really isn't a threat in anything he does. He's just a guy to me. Isaiah Likely is used more like a slot receiver than a tight end, but the game might be too big for him right now. He is far from what he looked like during preseason. My bet is Lamar doesn't really trust him right now. And remember, it was Tyler Huntley who was throwing the ball to Likely in preseason, so Lamar probably isn't, you know, buying into him right now. The guy that's a mystery to me is James Prochet. He's dropped off the face of the earth. I think overall it's a work in progress with only Mark Andrews and Devin Duvernay playing with the most consistency. Bateman has to be the guy that shows the big improvement here moving forward. The rest of the group is just a bunch of guys right now. What I see happening, though, is defensive coordinators around the league now know Isaiah Likely is not a threat. And that, and you know, and what that happens with that, it's time, you know, what they say is, let's start bracketing Mark Andrews again last year and force Lamar to start throwing Duvernay and Bateman. Dobbins can figure more into the situation, but losing Justice Hill is a big loss with that hamstring yesterday because he was turning it up a notch. Pass protection will play a bigger role because if Ronnie Stanley comes back to form, that will mean more guys can get out into the routes instead of staying in the block. As of right now, not enough proven weapons, guys.
Talking to Bobby DePaul, Inside Access here on The Fan. Bobby, the 32nd-ranked defense held Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs in check. No big plays. How'd they do it?
I don't see very many teams in the NFL being able to shut down the Bills, especially if you lack a consistent pass rush like the Ravens do right now. What the Ravens did yesterday was try and contain the damage. The Ravens were helped from weather conditions, plus the Bills only had the ball for 21 minutes in time of possession. Takeaways early by the defense played a role in time of possession, along with the Ravens' ball control and offense playing a significant role. From a scheme standpoint, the coaches did a very good job containing Diggs. Diggs, you know, they did exactly what I recommended for them to do on Friday. I mentioned on Friday to use roll-up zone coverages on Diggs because if you play him soft coverage, Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs have built-in smoke routes and throws off RPOs just to play pitch and catch. We saw that eliminated yesterday. The Ravens did a lot of roll-up zone coverage or press man with help over the top. They played some type of walk-up coverage 61% of the time. As the game rolled on, guys just, you know, started to get tired. And it's hard to make plays when you're tired. It's already hard enough to make plays when you're fresh to tackle Josh Allen. Josh Allen had 11 rushing attempts for 70 yards. One rushing TD, you know, averaging 6.4 yards per rush attempt. At the end of the day, it was the Josh Allen rushing production that broke the Ravens' back, not the passing game. Josh Allen is a dual threat, and he can beat you with his legs if you take away the big passing plays. No different than Lamar Jackson.
Bobby, another day where Patrick Queen plays almost every single snap. Are the Ravens asking for trouble if they keep this up?
Yeah, one of the biggest plays of the game yesterday was Patrick Queen blitzing off the edge and not recognizing Josh Allen, you know, was running a bootleg, and his job is to contain the quarterback with that blitz. As much as Mike McDonald tries to help Queen live up to those expectations, he just isn't getting it done. That play should have been a big-time negative play and put the Bills into a long third-down attempt. So instead of being a hero, he's not a reason why the Ravens lost. It's that simple. I don't think the Ravens really have a choice right now on the roster and their nickel package. I thought, you know, during preseason, rookie college free agent Josh Ross would be a guy that could do it, but he was just placed on IR a couple of weeks ago, so he's not available. The Ravens, you know, put themselves in this situation. They didn't draft anybody, and they didn't sign anybody to compete with him. So they are stuck with him right now. When the Ravens rotated, you know, Malik Harrison onto the field, he just doesn't have the foot speed to play in space. I see him missing way too many tackles also. He's not an option either. Josh Bynes may start taking the reps in that dime package, you know, where they bring Chuck Clark down and they got, you know, they take Bynes off the field, but he's really the most productive guy. But I tell you what, just remember this. Defensive coordinator Mike McDonald helped draft Patrick Queen. So he is tied to the hip with Queen, you know, to get him fixed. So don't think politics doesn't play into this one, because it does. Does anybody know if L.J. Ford is healthy yet?
Bobby D., it's good to see Odafe Owe get his first sack. How would you rate his performance?
I guess when the bar is set so low because he basically has been a no-show the first three games, getting one sack is a breakout game. You know, what I saw was a couple other sacks he didn't make when he was a free rusher. I think what everybody saw was a guy who did finally make the stat sheet, and that was a plus. But I also think everybody saw him struggle in space to tackle Josh Allen. I think Owe got exposed for being a stiff hip guy and really struggled to change direction in space. Basically, he's a straight line track guy to me. The more he plays, the more he gets exposed. How many times have you heard me say expectations are measured by, you know, how much you get paid or what rounds you're picked in? First round picks have to make those free rusher sacks, especially when nobody blocks you. It's that simple. Josh Allen is not like tackling Lamar Jackson. You know, Josh is a big guy who breaks a lot of tackles, not a juke guy to me.
Right.
Then you get to his last tackle of the game that everybody on the defense knew but him. Let the guy score. That was beyond belief. I can really relate to a guy like Marcus Peters going crazy. I mean, I probably would have done the same thing. Owe will not fool me. I'm sorry. If you want to know what pass rushers look like, just look at Von Miller and Justin Houston. They have great hips. They are athletes. They're flexible. They can bend and twist their bodies. That's what pass rushers look like. It's not stiff hips, guys.
All right, Bobby, we're 1 month in. How are you feeling overall about this outfit?
I said after preseason that only having two outside linebackers on a roster was a mistake. It was a mistake, and it's hurting everybody else because they are getting worn out and they can't make the plays down the stretch. The good news is the Ravens are in a winnable division and are tied for first place at 2-2. If the Ravens were in the AFC East, they would be tied for, you know, with the Jets in third place. That gives you a better idea of their record. If the Ravens can get Tyrese Bowser back and get Houston healthy again, they might have a chance to get a better rotation. I mean, think of this. Justin Houston, Jason Pierre-Paul, Tyrese Bowser, Odafe Owe, and, oh, by the way, maybe you get Ojabo in the fourth quarter. That would be great. That's five guys. On paper, the defense has a chance to get better as the season moves along. So if that happens and the offense gets Ronnie Stanley going, maybe it looks a lot better. Then again, If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, every day would be Christmas.
Bobby D., let everybody know about the Bobby DePaul Charities and those who support it.
ID Technologies, Dell, and Ruckus Networks are proud to support Bobby DePaul Charities, a means to provide help to kids who struggle from unexpected hardships. Together, this team is committed to giving back while helping deliver world-class wireless networking solutions to federal agencies who need to be able to seamlessly connect over secure and reliable Wi-Fi networks. Visit www.idtech, that's IDTEC.com/thefan to download our free wireless stress test report showing how the Ruckus Wi-Fi 6 Cloud Managed Access Points outperformed its competitors. You go to that website, go down to the scroll down to the bottom, you'll see a donation clip for Walking with Anthony Foundation. That's where all the money needs to be going, guys, to help those kids out.
Bobby
Thank
D,
you, brother.
Always great. Thanks so
talk
much.
To you Friday.
We'll talk on Friday.
Time for a happy hour.
Go get them.
Great, Bobby DePaul. Hey, we'll come back at the hot corner. Orioles have their most valuable Oriole, also the lineup out for a game they may play against Toronto. We'll give you that next here on The Fan.
Inside Access.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!